This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. As the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, gears up to form the government at the centre, BJP President JP Nadda held a meeting with senior party leaders at his residence in New Delhi. Union ministers and party leaders Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal, Prahlad Joshi, Mansukh Mandavya and Ashwini Vaishnav, and BJP National General Secretary Tarun Chugh, along with other senior leaders, were present in the meeting. JDU Chief and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar also held a meeting with party leaders at his residence in the national capital. The meetings came a day after NDA leaders unanimously chose Narendra Modi as the leader. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting is scheduled to be held tomorrow in New Delhi. Newly elected MPs of BJP, TDP, JDU, LGPR, Shiv Sena, Sindh faction, JDS and other constituent parties of NDA are expected to attend the meeting. Ahead of the swearing-in ceremony of the Narendra Modi as the Prime Minister of the country for the third consecutive term, senior officers including Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi, Akashvani DG Moshumi Chakraborty and Doordarshan DG Kanchan Prasad, among others, today reviewed the setup for coverage at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The JDU today said that it has not put any conditions with regard to cabinet berth in the new NDA government. Talking to Akashvani News, party spokesperson K.C. Tyagi said that BJP President J.P. Nadda and Union Minister Rajnath Singh have been given the responsibility to talk to NDA alliance partners with regard to cabinet formation, and meetings are taking place in this regard. He, however, said JDU wants special status for Bihar as it will help in addressing the issues of poverty, unemployment and migration from the state. JDU won 12 Lok Sabha seats in Bihar, and it is going to play a crucial role in the new NDA government as BJP fell short of the majority mark of 272, securing 240 seats in the Lok Sabha elections. INDIA block leaders held multiple meetings in the national capital today. Trinamool Congress National General Secretary and MP Abhishek Banerjee and party leader Derek O'Brien met Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav at his residence in New Delhi. Aam Aadmi Party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Raghav Chadda held a meeting with Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Rawat. The meetings came a day after INDIA bloc held its first alliance meeting post Lok Sabha election results at the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's residence in the national capital. The Election Commission today issued the notification for the election to three seats of Rajya Sabha in Kerala. The tenure of the CPI leader Binay Bishwam, CPIM leader Elamaram Karim and KCM leader Jose K. Mani is ending on the 1st of July. Notification for bipoll to one seat in the Rajya Sabha from Maharashtra was also issued today. The seat fell vacant due to the resignation of NCP leader Praful Patel. With the issuance of notification, filing of nomination for the four seats in Kerala and Maharashtra have begun. The nominations can be filed till the 13th of this month. Polling will be held on the 25th of June. Meanwhile, nine members of Rajya Sabha have been elected to the Lok Sabha in the recently concluded general elections. In Odisha, the BJP is considering several names for the chief ministerial post after the resounding victory of the party in the just concluded state assembly elections. All the 20 newly elected members of parliament in the state have been summoned to Delhi for a discussion with senior leaders of the BJP tomorrow about the names for the first BJP chief minister in the state and also prepare a roadmap for the government formation. The Supreme Court has directed Himachal Pradesh government to release 137 cusacs of surplus water available with it for Delhi, which is facing water shortage. A vacation bench of Justices P.K. Mishra and K.B. Vishwanathan said that the Himachal Pradesh government has no objection and is willing to release the surplus water available with it. In the French Open tennis, the men's doubles semi-finals match between Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Abdon and 11 seeds Simone Bolelli and Andrea Vavasori of Italy is underway in Paris. The second-seeded Indo-Australian duo defeated 10-seeded Belgian combination of Senda Jael and Yogan Vligan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.